Welcome back to Mountain Money. Our next guest is Michael Miller, the Chief of Veteran Services for the Utah Department of Workforce Services. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike, we're talking today about the military and veterans as we are coming up to Memorial Day. Can you talk to us a little bit about how the Department of Workforce Services services the veterans community, and basically what's the size of the veterans community here in Utah?
Absolutely, I'd love to. And first and foremost, I want to thank all the veterans out there for their service and their family and their spouses for the support of their veteran as they raised their right arm to the oath of defend our nation, and appreciate what they did. So As stated, I work for the Department of Workforce Services, the Veteran Employment Services. We're committed and we're honored to help our veterans, our service members, and our spouses throughout the state to seek employment. And our goal is to have them sustain long-term economic stability. So we have a number of different initiatives that we help through that drive. And one of them is called a veteran, or Jobs for Veteran State Grant. It's a federal grant serviced through the Department of Labor. And we have what we call two positions within that. One's a leaver, a local veteran employment specialist. And their responsibility is to build connections and build relationships with employers that then connect our employers to our veteran population. In addition to that, on the other side of the grant, we have what we call a DVOP, a Disabled Veteran Outreach Program. And with that, we have employment counselors that are veterans themselves that help veterans that may have a significant barrier to get employment. In addition, we have what we call SMEs, subject matter experts. In every one of our employment centers throughout the state, they can service any veteran, any spouse, or any service member, currently serving service member. And between the three, our director of the workforce services, and throughout our whole team, we're committed to help that population and give back to what they have given us.
So Mike, I want to start off by also thanking our members, current active, as well as our veterans. Thank you for your service. I want to point out, if I'm correct, yeah, Mike, you actually work for the Utah Department of Workforce Services as opposed to a military organization. Is that correct?
That's correct. A state agency.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And you were talking about employment earlier. What help educate our audience. We had a previous guest talk about, you know, only 1% of Americans have served in the military. So there's issues that the population may not be familiar with. What are some of the more typical issues folks have related to employment?
You know, some of our issues, some of those significant barriers may be they may have joined the military right out of high school, and they become experts in their field in the military. But how does that adapt in the civilian workforce? And we have tools and some of those opportunities to help them overcome some of that to get and be able to thrive in the civilian market.
How large a population is actively receiving assistance from workforce services on the veteran side?
There's not specifically a number. It fluctuates every month, actually, every day. You know, the labor force goes up and down. For instance, last year we had about 77,000 in the labor force. But how many are actually seeking our service? It's, you know, it varies. But as I stated earlier, you know, we're always there, we're always available, and we're there to help them to achieve long-term economic stability. And I'd like to point out, it's just not our veterans; it's our currently serving, as well as our spouses. The spouses, you know, they have a lot of challenges as they follow the service member around the nation or the world. And in addition to the National Guard, as they support their member with their training or their deployments, whatever it may be. So we're committed to help them as well.
Talk to us a little bit about education assistance. To what extent do you get actively involved in helping veterans re-educate for the purpose of obtaining, you know, better jobs?
So for the job seekers, some of the tools we have is the career planning, where we would sit down with that veteran and go over – employment counseling. We'd do self-assessments. We could look at what we call a UtahFutures.org. It's a website. And it's for students and for adults to kind of look at their interest and their qualifications and see what fields might be of interest to them where they could thrive. In addition, we would look at labor market information. What's the state and what some of the labor market indicators are that would be where there's openings or there's availability for us to help move from what they did in the military or what they want to do in the future, move them into those labor market that there's going to be opportunity. And in addition, we have training and education providers and partners that are committed as well to help that veteran population achieve their goals.
If you're just joining us this morning, our guest is Mike Miller. He is the Chief of Veteran Services for the Utah Department of Workforce Services. Mike, I have some cheat notes in front of me, and it talks to me about the legislative session of 2013, where Senate Bill 126 was created and passed. I don't see whether that was the result of creating your department or not, but my question is, what was happening in 2013? What was the main pain point that brought that bill to the attention of the legislative body?
Great. So it was actually a national movement from the federal side. Across the nation, we've seen a number of our veterans that had a high unemployment rate, and a lot were adapting back from the military service into the civilian market. So they established... It actually started under DOL, and it came to our state. And our governor and our director, they're very committed. The veteran population, the service members, are very important to our state and our economy. And that's why we established our services were already in existence, but what we did is ramp it up underneath that. And our commitment to help and provide tools and resources to help them achieve their employment goals.
And Mike, my cheat sheet also tells me the unemployment level for military people. I think our audience will be surprised. So here in Utah in general, we're in the mid-threes unemployment. It varies a little month to month. What is the unemployment rate for the military people, and are there systemic issues that are causing that?
So I can't tell you specifically the actively serving, but the veteran population... You're correct. For 2017, we had a 2.9% unemployment rate. And in 2018, that rose, and it's actually now at 4.6. And like you stated, it does fluctuate every month, but we're going at 4.6. Some of the reason for the change was a labor force drop. We have an aging population, veteran population, that left the labor force, which brings in a younger veteran into the labor force, and they're job churning a little bit more than what our older generation did. In addition to that, and why we not alarmed, one is because the economy is phenomenal right now. The employers are looking for those great employees, and our unemployment insurance recipients dropped. Our participation rate dropped. So, yeah, it rose on us, but we're still committed to help those veterans seek employment.
And to what extent do you interface directly with the Federal Veterans Administration in providing these services?
We interface almost daily. We have a state partner that's in the building that I reside in, working every day, and I interface with him every day. And he actually services our federal DOL grant, the Jobs for Veterans State grant, and we've created a partnership, and we collaborate together. In addition to that, we have a Utah Employment Veteran Coalition, where not only our federal partners, but we have other state agencies that we collaborate collectively on a monthly basis to look at what can we do better or what can we do differently to help our veteran population in terms of employment.
Well, I too want to express my thanks for the service of all of the veterans and for what you do to help them, Mike. We've been talking to Mike Miller, the Chief of Veteran Services in the Utah Department of Workforce Services. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mike.
Thank you.
Mountain Money will be right back after this.